With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. One of the two National Guard soldiers shot in Washington, D.C. at midweek has lost her fight for life. President Trump delivered the tragic news last night.
Sarah Beckstrom of West Virginia, one of the guardsmen that we're talking about, highly respected, young, magnificent person, started service in June of 2023, outstanding in every way. She's just passed away.
The other shooting victim, 24-year-old Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf, remains in critical condition. Brigadier General Leland Blanchard is with the D.C. National Guard. He says the ambush attack only strengthens the resolve of his troops to carry out the president's mission.
I will say that the District of Columbia National Guard, this task force, is more committed this morning to the president's directive to make D.C. safe and beautiful.
The accused gunman is a foreigner, an Afghan national admitted to the U.S. by President Biden in 2021. And it seems that that's the last straw for President Trump.
In a blistering late-night post on social media, President Trump said he'd permanently pause migration from poorer nations, terminate millions of admissions to the U.S. during the Biden administration, and denaturalize people who undermine domestic tranquility.
Correspondent Donna Warder. 128 and counting, the death toll in the Hong Kong high-rise fire continues to rise. The fast-moving blaze ripped through seven buildings where renovation work was underway. Wall Street gets back to business today following the Thanksgiving break. It will be a shortened trading day with the market closing at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This is SRN News. The Pentagon may soon cut ties with the Boy Scouts.
According to a report from National Public Radio, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth might terminate all connections with Scouting America over its decision to admit homosexuals, transgender children, and girls. A memo quoted by NPR states that the organization, quote, no longer supports the future of American boys. Scouting America has lost vast numbers of scouts and large amounts of funding and support over the radical changes it has made in recent years. Michael Harrington reporting.
The co-creator of the British TV sitcoms Father Ted and the IT Crowd has been officially cleared of harassing a transgender activist on social media. Prosecutors allege that Gary Linehan, an Irish comedy writer known for his outspoken criticism of trans activism, wrote repeated, abusive, unreasonable social media posts about Sophia Brooks. He denied the charge. This is SRN News. Black Friday bargains may no longer tempt people to leave Thanksgiving tables for midnight mall runs, but the annual sales event still brings more shoppers into the stores than any day of the year. Analysts and some retailers reported solid gains heading into Black Friday week. A Chilean telescope has captured a stunning new picture of a grand and graceful cosmic butterfly.
The National Science Foundation's NOAA lab released the picture Wednesday. Snapped last month by the Gemini South Telescope, the aptly named Butterfly Nebula is 2,500 to 3,800 light-years away in the constellation Scorpius. At the heart of this bipolar nebula is a white dwarf star that cast aside its outer layers of gas long ago. The discarded gas forms the butterfly wings billowing from the aging star, whose heat causes the gas to glow. School children in Chile chose this astronomical target to celebrate 25 years of operation by the International Gemini Observatory. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details, SRNnews.com.